This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. The hearing on whether Donald Trump should be disqualified from Colorado's primary ballot continues today. On Tuesday, a national security and constitutional law professor from Syracuse University testified. William Banks said that Trump failed to act quickly to stop the violence on January 6th. He said Trump could have declared a state of emergency or called up the National Guard.
He should respond to his constitutional responsibilities to protect the national security of the United States when there's an assault on our democratic process.
A lawsuit argues Trump should be kept off the ballot for his role in what happened January 6th. Today is testimony from defense witnesses. The office in charge of regulating Colorado lawyers is seeking discipline against the Chaffee County District Attorney. In a court filing this week, the state's Attorney Regulation Council claimed Chaffee DA Linda Stanley failed to properly share evidence with the defense in her now abandoned prosecution of Barry Morphew in the death of his wife, Suzanne. The state also charges that Stanley had long-running conversations with internet true crime bloggers in violation of court rules. Charges were dropped against Morphew in that case from 2020. Suzanne Morphew's remains were discovered this past September. It should be cheaper for most Coloradans to stay warm this winter. CPR Sam Brash reports utility bills should drop because of warmer weather and lower natural gas prices.
Last year, many Colorado residents saw their monthly heating bills double or triple compared to a year earlier. Now it looks like people are set to get some relief over the next couple of months. Xcel Energy predicts the average monthly natural gas bill should be about $86, a drop of about 35%. What's less clear is if that'll be enough for thousands of families still in debt after last winter's sky-high energy prices. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Less than a week before Election Day, so far fewer than a half million Colorado voters have returned their ballots. Numbers from the Secretary of State's office show that more than half the ballots returned so far are from older voters, 65 and older. This is CPR News.